This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Anti-coup protests continued Wednesday in Yangon, Myanmar's largest city, and are expected around the country despite the possibility of violence by the army and police. The protests are taking place in defiance of an order banning gatherings of five or more people. The UN expert on human rights in Myanmar warned of the prospect of major violence as the demonstrators gathered Wednesday to protest the military's seizure of power. UN Special Rapporteur Tom Andrews said he had received reports of soldiers being transported into Yangon from outlying regions. Police filed a new charge against the elected leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, a move likely to fuel further public anger. Suu Kyi, who was detained in February 1st in a military takeover, already faced a charge of illegally possessing walkie-talkies, an apparent attempt to provide a legal veneer for her house arrest. Military coup has brought a shocking halt to Myanmar's fragile progress toward democracy, most visible in Suu Kyi's tenure as national leader. The White House said Tuesday that the Biden administration will begin Friday to process the claims of some asylum seekers. As Biden's administration seeks to end the Trump-era migrant protection protocols program. In a statement, the White House said it will soon announce a virtual registration process that will be available from any location. It said asylum seekers do not need to take action yet, but instead should stay where they are and await further instructions. And for details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin will be using his first ministerial meeting with NATO allies Wednesday to try to repair the frayed relationship, acknowledging that longstanding ties were at times strained under former U.S. President Donald Trump. The change in tone and approach, as senior U.S. officials described it Tuesday, comes as the United States and NATO are staring down major decisions on force levels in Afghanistan on how to best to confront powers like Russia and China, which remain set on bending international norms in their favor. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg signaled a desire to reset the U.S.-NATO relationship earlier this month. Britain is expected Wednesday to call on the U.N. Security Council to push for temporary ceasefires in conflict zones to enable the rolling out of vaccines against the coronavirus. Britain holds the chairmanship of the Security Council this month. Foreign Secretary Dominique Raab has said his ceasefire resolution would also demand equitable access to coronavirus vaccines for nations around the world. In a statement, Raab emphasized the need to help inoculate more than 160 million people in conflict zones such as Yemen, South Sudan, Somalia, and Ethiopia. Raab said nations have a moral duty to act and the strategic necessity to come together to defeat this virus. South Africa has scrapped plans to use the AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine and will switch to a different one. Media reports say complaints with the AstraZeneca vaccine include a higher price than European Union members are paying, shipments of old vaccine, and lower efficacy rate against a variant of the coronavirus that originated in South Africa. On Tuesday, South African health officials announced that they would receive a shipment of 80,000 doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine and begin inoculating health workers on Wednesday. South Africa's health minister told local media that another 420,000 doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine would land in the country in the next 4 weeks, along with another 20 million doses of the two-shot Pfizer vaccine. The nation plans to inoculate 40 million people, about 67% of the population. As always, with much more news and details, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also, additional information on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.